Welcome to Cryptopreneurs Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Cryptopreneurs Radio is a community of entrepreneurs who strive to affect change and increase the public acceptance of cryptocurrency. We are the miners, entrepreneurs, and innovators getting involved in the evolution of digital currencies. Now, here's your host, Tony Gambone and Linda Ballesteros.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am excited about today's show because, as always, I get to spend some time with my buddy out of Portland. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. Morning. It's a little early morning for me than it is for you, but that's okay. I'm on the West Coast.
Yes, but it is the time of the week that I get to spend an hour with you here. I know you and I converse a lot back and forth during the week. Different projects, but with Cryptopreneurs, well, that's the newest thing in our lives right now, and I'm excited about today's show because what we've been doing for the last couple of months is talking about all the different types of cryptocurrency. And today we're gonna zero in on one that we've gotten very involved in, just to it seems to be that we have not talked about it, and I want to make sure that the show wasn't all about that from the beginning. But it was a way for us to learn and teach more people more things about cryptocurrency. So you and I both got involved in a company called OneCoin about October last year, I believe it was. And a lot of exciting things are happening. And one of the things I want to say first and most important is, you know, if you go on the internet right now, you can see about 7 or 8 different scam reports. Look right under the Bitcoin ones. And you'll see all the information that you need to see that will allow you to call in and give us a little bit of feedback. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. So I hope that you'll do that today. Get involved with the conversation. Get your questions answered. We have a couple of experts in our organization on the show today with us as well. So, Lynn, when we talked about doing this, we kind of looked at each other like, maybe, nah, let's do it. Heck yeah, let's do it. What's your feelings on it this morning?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Tony, is I guess it may have taken a good month for me to actually say, okay, what the heck, let's give it a whirl. Because I had heard of Bitcoin, but I didn't really know that much about it. And all I knew about Bitcoin was that you had to be really smart and computer science. You had to be a technical expert, computer technical expert, to be able to participate. So that's the first thing that popped up into my head. But when you explained to me, Tony, that I didn't have to do any of that. In fact, I didn't even have to know any of that to participate in this. Then it got my attention. And what I'm seeing now is that some of those same concerns are coming up to people that I'm talking to, and I can easily say to them that the great thing about OneCoin is that you don't have to do the mining. You don't even have to know what the heck a blockchain is to participate, and you don't have to own a separate e-wallet. Everything is in one place. That's a big selling feature for us, I believe.
Yeah, well, especially for us, because we would that's like having to learn a whole new language. And at my age, I'm still struggling with English, and there's no sense in confusing you anymore with a new language for me. So very excited about that opportunity. But you and I have been interviewing a lot of people that are experts. We've had someone in compliance for ATM machines for Bitcoin. We had someone that was a musician that was using it to as crowdfunding to raise money for her music. We've spoken to Andreas Antonopoulos, who is a leader in the Bitcoin community. We've spoken to lawyers. We've spoken to a lot of different people. We've learned a lot of things. But one of the things that I found out is no one ever mentioned OneCoin. And we did speak to a couple of people on our teams and a gentleman by the name of Tom McMurrin, who is, You know, Tom's one of our favorite guys when it comes to marketing. He's out there and he's working it. But the thing of it is, we don't hear a lot of things about it. So we wanted to make sure that today that we got a chance to talk more about it, just to get it out there in the open, and let's have the open discussion on it. So once again, I want to mention that if you are out there and you want to join our conversation, you can go and dial in at 347-989-1363. Push the number 1 on your phone. It'll show the switchboard operator that you have a question. So we hope that you'll join us today. Lynn, I sent you a video yesterday that was sent to me, a TEDx speak. You know, mm-hmm. And I'm sure everybody out there is familiar with TEDx speakers. They're just, you know, we're seeing more and more of that all the time. But we seen something yesterday that talked about blockchain. And when we look at blockchain, it just seems to be, what is a blockchain? So I'm going to post that video up on my on our Facebook page. You can find it by going to Cryptopreneurs on Facebook. Give us a like, okay? Or you can go to Linda's or mine, and you'll be able to see it as well. But there's a lot of interesting things coming along, and more people are starting to get involved, and more ways of understanding it are available. So I hope that the people out there that are kind of on the fence with OneCoin or cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or whatever coin it is you're calling it, I hope that you'll do a little bit more homework, educate yourself a little bit so that you can make the best decision, because you're going to have to step out of the comfort zone of what's normal. And I want to tell you a quick story about how I'm excited about cryptocurrency coming along in this part of my life right now. You know, I deal with a couple different banks. And, you know, the more business I do at the bank, the more control I see they have over me. How nice would it be if we had control over our own money? How nice would it be if you went to the bank to withdraw money that no one asked you what you were taking it out for? Or how nice would it be if you went there to take out money that was deposited a week ago and you still don't have a hold on the check without a good explanation other than they need a little bit more time to gain interest off your money? So those types of things I hear stories about all the time, and I'm starting to experience it myself. So for that reason, and that reason alone, I've gotten very interested in the OneCoin and cryptocurrency itself. So, Lynn, you worked in banking for a number of years.
You know, Tony, right. Tony, I was in banking for 30-plus years and never really in retail, where I saw the consumer. I was in more of the corporate divisions, but it's no different. Banks have fees for corporations just like they have for individuals. Now, I am not here to say that I want to take down the banks. You will see some people out there that support cryptocurrency that are all about completely restructuring the financial system. Yeah, does it need some work? Yeah, absolutely. But I think what I am most interested in allowing those unbanked to have access to transferring money, supporting themselves. I'm interested in removing some of those fees or allowing those people that maybe work in the U.S. or work in another country and they want to send money back home, for them to be able to do that and not have to pay almost 30% in fees from, you know, MoneyGram companies. There are a lot of different reasons that we can use cryptocurrency and moving our money around and it not attack the banks. This is just a faster way of moving money. It is it's a safer way to move money, and it can be done in, like I said, in a flash. For example, someone in Africa, they can, you know, maybe they can download a movie. They can watch the Titanic, you know, on their computer. But if they want to buy something or if they want to send money to me, it could take as much as a week for them to send me $5. So if the internet moves information quickly, that this person can download a movie in a matter of minutes, but it takes weeks to move money from one place to another, we can use that same platform, that same technology to move money around. They were even saying, I recently read an article that talked about how much money banks actually have to spend on ACH. ACH is like you have an insurance premium that comes out of your account every month. That would be an ACH. It's an automatic draft to your account. Well, if we were able to make those transfers using a blockchain rather than using an ACH platform, it would save the banks themselves, let alone the consumer, it would save the banks themselves tens of thousands of dollars in a month. So why not look at that? So I think banks will evolve, Tony, and as long as we as the consumer just move ahead with what seems smart, then I think everybody is going to benefit from that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things taking place in our world that we see regularly. I mean, if you watch the news yesterday, what happened in Brussels, there's always some type of catastrophe or a problem. I mean, we've seen Greece go down the tubes with their money. Other countries are experiencing the same types of things. So it's not hard to believe that something has to be done. What's hard to believe is how people are not willing to open their ears up to something different, something that they're not used to. I mean, it takes you all the way back to the mom-and-pop grocery store when someone walked in with a plastic card wanting to pay their bill, and the only way you could do it was pay cash, write a check, or, you know, pay at the end of the week. They didn't know what to do with it. Now, no one leaves home without plastic in their wallet. Most people don't even carry cash. A lot of people just use their telephone. So we're moving in that direction. But as a lot of times I see people get stuck on what they know, and they're not willing to find out what they don't know, and they form an opinion, which, well, sometimes it leaves them stuck. So let's do this, Lynn. Let's take a break. Let's bring up our guest today, one of our guests, a gentleman by the name of Alan Delaney, who is, I've gotten to meet Alan face-to-face at some events. I got to listen to him on a weekly call, and, I built a friendship with him. He's very knowledgeable about OneCoin and cryptocurrency in itself. He's one of the leaders in the States with this. So let's take a break, come back, bring him up, and we'll get everyone some more education on it. So we'll be right back after this here short break.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to Cryptopreneurs Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here with my co-host, Linda Ballesteros. And, we're coming to you live out of Houston / Portland, and now we have a gentleman, Alan Delaney, who is, I believe Alan's in Nashville. Sorry about that, Alan. And I went blank there for a second, Linda. Hard to believe, huh? Anyway, Alan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for the prior conversation. Linda, you got your thumb right on it. Great information.
And Alan, just so we can clarify, if people are trying to hunt you down, what part of the country are you calling in from?
Nashville.
Nashville. Okay.
You got it.
So I knew,
you got it, yeah.
I knew I'd get it right after a little while. But anyway, so Alan, we were talking about the different types of cryptocurrency out there. I mean, there's Bitcoin, Litecoin, this coin, that coin. Even Jay-Z's got a coin. And today we're focusing on one coin because, well, Linda and I got involved in it about 5 months ago, and I believe that you've been involved in it for almost a year. So you have a lot of knowledge on it. I know you do a lot of presentations on it. Can you give us a little bit of background on OneCoin?
Sure. No problem. I'll start with a story in that, first of all, anytime any new emergence of some kind of new technology comes out, whether it's a financial technology like Bitcoin and the blockchain or you know, a new contraption that comes out, when it emerges, people are looking at that kind of an idea and wondering, how can I make it better? What are the things that could be improved? Now, the interesting thing about the Bitcoin idea is that, as Linda so aptly stated, you had to really be pretty technically savvy to, you know, be able to play in that field. I mean, you had to be able to configure servers, download software, configure that to run at high clock speeds on your CPUs, your GPUs, your ASICs chips, all this kind of thing. And it was, you know, very, very unuser friendly. So there was always only going to be, my opinion anyways, a niche market of people, a very finite number of people willing, you know, to go to those lengths in order to participate in that type of a currency. So one of the things that OneCoin, my understanding is Dr. Ruja Ignatova studied that coin, Bitcoin, for a number of years, and many others that have been written on the same, you know, basically the same protocol. These are called altcoins, alternatives to Bitcoin, but they use the basic same underlying architecture. We at OneCoin did not. That is something she wanted to get away from. Why? Because the vision of OneCoin is probably a bit different, if there even is a vision of Bitcoin. See, there's a big difference here. Where Bitcoin is not a company and there is complete decentralization, OneCoin is a little bit different than that, in that it is a belief that society isn't quite ready for a coin or a monetary system where you have no ability to call somebody if something goes wrong, where you have no ability to gain back what you may lose because of some bad programming by wallet creators out there. Now, there's some great ones out there. There's, you know, blockchain.info, there's Coinbase. These are very secure, very, in fact, I have a Coinbase wallet. They're very secure ways of storing Bitcoin, but we don't have to have that, like you guys said. So the idea was to take a great idea and make it better, but even more than that, what really makes sense in the crypto world is payments, remittance. How do we pay for things? Not necessarily an investment, not necessarily a buy low, sell high kind of mentality when it comes to some of these coins. Now, you've got speculators in many other coins that are coming in, and they'll go to a public exchange, of which we are not part of yet. We will be at some point when we're stable enough. But they'll pour in a lot of money, just like a penny stock or a regular, you know, low-cost stock, and wait for it to move a little bit, and they'll pull their money out. It's called a pump-and-dump scheme. We've avoided all that by not going public. So the idea behind OneCoin is not necessarily that it is just a coin out there floating and letting it do what it will and be affected by society in the ways that society affects things due to its like or dislike. It is actually the goal of OneCoin is to be a payment system. The best way that I can explain a payment system, there's two ways. Of course, everybody knows about PayPal. PayPal is a payment system, but it is still connected to a bank account. In order to have PayPal funded, you have to either have a credit card, which costs you more money, or a bank account or debit card that is connected to that technology. Works great, but it's still dealing with the banks. It's still dealing with credit card fees. It's still dealing with all of that. This idea of being a payment system is best illustrated by M-Pesa, M for mobile. Pesa is Swahili for money. And this technology exists in Kenya, where there's over 15 million members that actually pretty much only use Nokia, you know, not smartphones, just regular phones to pay for everyday goods and services. I mean everything from, you know, from their food to, you know, all their sustainable goods to services to anything. And that is the idea of OneCoin, to become a global payment system. This will make the coin go from a speculative sort of an idea to a de facto sort of standard payment system, and that will stabilize it. And it'll be very, very good for us early adopters that are miners that are helping get this coin into circulation.
Alan, that is really a great point, because here in the U.S., we really don't think about some of the other parts of the country or parts of the world where people don't have access to banking. They don't have access to move money around. And I was just talking to someone, or maybe the government is not as reliable, you know, as other countries are. But I was just talking to someone last night, and they said that they had some friends who are doctors in Mexico, and they take everything in cash because they don't trust the banking system. Now, you know, I had this vision of the way it was back after maybe the Depression here in the U.S., where, you know, people were putting their money in coffee cans. Now, I think that this, by having your money in cryptocurrency and having it certainly in OneCoin, allows you to have your money in a safe place without it being accessible or anybody knowing about it through the banking system. Now, I've read articles about how the cryptocurrency is really getting big in Latin American countries. Can you talk a little bit maybe about, does OneCoin have a vision of getting into Latin American countries?
Yes, actually, Latin America is one of the largest markets that we have. It is absolutely on fire. I mean, they are all over Brazil. They're all over. Actually, I spoke with a young lady last night who is Brazilian, who is very interested in, you know, getting into that market. She knows a lot of people down there, obviously. But yeah, Latin America is one of those places where there's enough volatility in the banking system that people are not trusting the bank. I mean, when you look back on some of the most recent events, I mean, how about Cyprus? Okay, I mean, I wrote about this just yesterday on my Facebook page that, you know, the government of Cyprus thought that it would be a really good idea to go into people's bank accounts and take a substantial amount of their money, and they did. Why did they do that? They needed to help fund the IMF bailout that they needed as a government. So they just took the money. And, I mean, that's a scary thought. And so, you know, people are watching that kind of thing, other banks, other institutions, other people. And so I don't blame the doctors down there for not trusting the banking system. First of all, you know, again, how about this? You know, Japan making the decision to deploy negative interest rates.
Right.
That's just a crazy thought. You know, if I put a $10,000 savings account together and put it in the bank in Japan, I'm going to pull back $9,900 or whatever, you know, that negative interest rate is. They're actually going to try and charge me to save money. You want to talk about people putting money in coffee cans. I mean, what's the point of having it in a bank if you're going to charge me to store it to support your infrastructure? It just doesn't work.
Right.
So
right.
You're exactly right. You know, to store your money in other ways, and cryptocurrency, you know, while I'm a huge, huge advocate and a big fan and think there's a lot going on, and to that point, just to kind of share, I don't mean to get off the track, but last night I had a conversation with a guy who works here in the Nashville area, who is a manager for Visa, and he's a processor, and he says they are, in fact, making preparation for digital currency acceptances here in the United States. This just is, you know, people rely on traditional channels of information, unlike the show that we have here, for their information. And we all know the media is going to give us what they think we can handle and try and, you know, dribble it out as they see fit. But there are many, many other ways to be educated other than the, you know, the television set. So I urge everybody to, you know, do your own diligence on these ideas. This cryptocurrency stuff is here. It's here to stay. It's a better way. I mean, look at it like this. Linda, if you and I owned a company here in the United States, but we were a manufacturing company, and we had to order everything that we needed to do our manufacturing from a country other than the United States, trying to get them money is difficult. You already illustrated that. It can take weeks. Cryptocurrency is borderless. It's borderless. All we have to do is push a few buttons and bam, our payment's there instantaneously, goods on the way. Now, that isn't to say, you know, that it doesn't have a couple of bumps in it. It needs to be buffed out. But the underlying technology and the means by which payments can transfer with less expense and much greater speed is there. And that is why companies like Citibank, or Citigroup, I should say, Fidelity Coin, Goldman Sachs, heck, Bank of America has 35 filed patents on the blockchain technology. I mean, they know it's coming, and they're positioning themselves for it. So, yes, Latin America is a huge, huge market for OneCoin, it's easy to see why. It's not necessarily a country that, you know, or an area, I should say, countries, that has a stable banking system in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Alan, you know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, cryptocurrency in general and touched on OneCoin. Tell me, what has been your experience with working with OneCoin, and how did you get into it?
All right. Well, I got into it from a friend of mine that's a financial advisor. I think you guys also know him. His name is Carl Wilt, and a very respectable man, someone to be trusted, someone that, you know, is if he's a friend of yours, you'll never have a better friend. And so when he approached me with the idea, I mean, I had heard of Bitcoin because I have a technology background, but I really didn't pay too much attention to it. So I just, you know, kind of brushed it off as funny internet money like a lot of people did. Obviously, the decision to do that was not a good one based on what it ended up doing, because I did know about it in 2009. But Carl mentioned this new idea to me, and you know, God's got a plan, I believe that, and it came to me at a time when you know, my other business was doing fine but wasn't really anything that I was super passionate about and was really thinking about some other ideas. So Carl and I made a pact, my wife and I ended up getting involved in the idea, and it wasn't shortly thereafter that the value of the coin rose, and it was exciting to me. And so I made a decision at that time that I would dig into every piece of information I could find. You guys mentioned Andreas Antonopoulos. I feel like that guy's my brother. I've watched 700 presentations that he's done, you know, a lot of them. And just everything that I could read and listen to on Audible, you know, a lot of stuff was redundant, but you know, hey, that's okay. It's kind of given me the education. I continue to do that. Today, it's interesting that you guys mentioned TEDx. I saw what video I think you're talking about, but I saw two others that were just insane when you think about what this technology is going to do for the world. I mean, we're talking about a true trusted contract, a contractual system. I mean, it's crazy to think about the way that things are going to change, and they are going to change. I mean, it is going to happen. This is the evolution of the banking and finance system, trusted contracts, and the whole nine yards. So my my time with OneCoin has been educational, eye-opening. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the direction that the company wants to take their coin to make it a payment system. And I'm excited for all of us that are early adopters because, you know, while there's always risk in being an early adopter, there's always great reward should the idea turn out the way that it's supposed to. And I have all the belief in the world in what's going on with OneCoin that it is going to turn out exactly that way.
Okay, so, you know, Alan, time goes fast here, and one of the questions I just want to make sure that we get in is that I have a question on Facebook. Someone wants to know, what is the difference between Bitcoin and OneCoin? So that's their question. What is the difference between the two, or is there a difference?
Right. Well, they're both cryptocurrencies, so they have that in common. One is an open source sort of application. That would be Bitcoin. Anybody can go download their software at bitcoin.org. You will instantaneously have a wallet, and you will have to learn how to configure it. The problem with that is that it's a complete waste of your time now. Since it would require so much computing power to generate a coin by running that software on your home PC or something like that, you wouldn't probably generate a reward, which is known as a coin, for your participation in their network in probably 3 or 4 years. So it would cost you more in energy than it would be worth to generate a coin. So, but the OneCoin is not a piece of software that you configure, and it is not decentralized. It is very much... it is very much taken care of and centralized by a company, and they are in charge of the mining, all right? So we have a different approach to mining. We have a thing called a token, which is a representation of time, and the company does all the heavy lifting for you. So as it was stated by the publisher of Financial IT Magazine, Mr. Chris Principe, and I'm going to paraphrase here because it's a long quote, but basically what he said is that we are doing a fine job of gathering the masses and bringing them into the new wave that is cryptocurrency by making it simple and easy for anyone and everyone with an IT background or not to be able to generate coins and learn how to use them and profit from them. So the difference is we're a much simpler platform with a direction. We're not allowing the public to necessarily force the direction. Like Bitcoin, for example, is a great store of money, but it's extremely volatile. I've watched it drop and rise $50 to $100 in a couple of days. We don't do that. We don't do that because we don't have people pumping large sums of money into it and then pulling it out when it moves a little bit. And that's by design. That's on purpose. We're trying to create a fair opportunity for everyone so that when we have enough coin out there and we open it up to the public, that it's stable enough that it can withstand those kinds of things. There's a lot of exciting stuff coming down the pipe, merchant platforms and things like that where you'll be able to spend your coins. So the difference is, in my mind, a direction, so to speak, a purpose of the coin, a succinct way that this coin is going to evolve into a payment system, whereas the community of Bitcoin kind of decides that. And as we all know, social behavior can be a little strange from time to time.
Now, Alan, OneCoin has opened up a different avenue than Bitcoin. It's kind of brought in the network marketing angle to it. And, of course, you know, a lot of people right away think of a pyramid. I mean, it's just so 1970s, I guess. But that's where they go a lot of times. Or that's the reason why their ears flap over and they don't hear anymore. It's my understanding, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that when you bring something through the network marketing side of things, it allows it to get to more people faster and become more valuable to a lot more people. Is that the process behind OneCoin?
That is exactly the process behind OneCoin. And, you know, Tony, I'm an old guy, all right? I'm 57 years old, but I'm an open-minded guy. It's like my friend Carl says, a closed mind is the most expensive thing you'll ever own, and I agree with that. Heck, I even read junk mail just in case there's some good junk in it. You know what I mean? So the bottom line is you're exactly right. Word of mouth is the way to get the word out about something, because if I think something is good and I refer it to you and you're my friend and then you think it's good, we can proliferate the word substantially faster than any other means of getting a word out there. Now, as far as network marketing goes, unfortunately, because of the low barrier to get a network marketing company started, whether we're talking about OneCoin or any other kind of network marketing product, a lot of people become business owners that otherwise wouldn't spend $1.5 million on a Taco Bell franchise. And even some of those have no business being business owners. So I believe that anyone's personal experience and why people flap their ears over is because at some point in time, somebody who had no business being a business owner was one, and they misrepresented the way that things should be done. These ideas through network marketing should be shared, not sold. People should be fine with people not, if it's not for them, it's not for them. There should be no forcing of people and all of that kind of stuff. And that's what's given network marketing sort of people a bad taste. Really, the idea with OneCoin was never network marketing, but someone had convinced Ignatova that it would be the best way to get the word out, the fastest number of miners to help her generate her coin as is humanly possible. And that's why we took that path. So I'm proud to be a part of it. It's a fantastic opportunity for anybody who wants that end of it. But the good news is this: you can help us mine. You do not have to share the idea. You are still going to generate your coins, and you are still going to enjoy the profits thereof once the coin stabilizes and becomes a payment system. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we're up against the clock. I just want to talk because we have another gentleman coming on, a good friend of yours and mine, Randy Strain, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit about OneCoin as well. But right now the big excitement is the split, okay? And so the split is coming. And I don't want to go taking up too much time. We're going to get Randy to talk a little bit about the split, but I'd like to get you to hang on because I'd like to bring back another question to you a little bit later in the show about, well, for instance, I know that the coin started out somewhere around 50 cents, and now it's somewhere around $6.30 or 40 cents. So I want to talk about all the different things, but I want to come back. I want to get Randy up here and get him to share some of the stuff that he's experienced as well, and then bring both of you back up with a couple more questions, if that's okay with you.
That's great.
All right. So I'm going to take a real short break, and Lynn, we're going to bring Randy back up and quiz him on what he knows or has learned, or much like Alan, what he has taught others to understand about OneCoin. So we're going to take a very, very fast break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Cryptopreneurs Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here with my co-host Linda Ballesteros, and we just got done an awesome interview, part of an interview. We're bringing Alan Delaney back up. He's out of Nashville. But first I wanted to bring in another dear friend and business partner for me and Linda and Alan, I guess, because we're all on the same kind of team here. But I'd like to bring up Randy Strain to the show. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Glad to be here.
So, Randy, I know Linda has had some questions for you, but I just have to tell my little story here about me and you, okay? I've known you since, I want to say September is when I met you. I knew of you before that, but so I met you last September. We talked about OneCoin. We talked about cryptocurrency. And I had this, for lack of better words, stubbornness about me, okay? The term that I usually use for that is I was kind of stuck on stupid. And I didn't want to hear anything about cryptocurrency. I didn't need anything else new in my life. Life was just okay. It wasn't, you know, overflowing with business, but it was okay. I just didn't need another thing on my plate. Well, you were very patient with me. I guess that comes with your background of business. But the thing of it is eventually we chatted and we chatted some more and we built a relationship. And, you know, you got me to take a look at OneCoin and met some people in the OneCoin industry and got to learn a lot more about it. And was very skeptical of it. Now, so I want to make sure to say thank you to you for being patient with me, for allowing my stubbornness to fade away, and you kept presenting it to me. So how long have you been in OneCoin, and how did you get introduced to it?
Well, I came in on August the 5th of last year. I was in Nashville on some business, and my wife actually seen things that Carl had seen on Facebook. She went to school with Carl in South Florida. And so they were friends on Facebook, and Carl had posted some things that really presented OneCoin. And she said, I don't know what Carl was in. You know, his family has always had utmost integrity. And so I think you ought to take a look at what he's doing. And I was in Nashville on some business. And so while I was there, Carl came and met me. It was actually late one night. We ended up talking until the wee hours of the morning. And it really amazed me. And I didn't know a whole lot about digital currency, cryptocurrency. But one of the huge things was that Carl didn't try to sell me on it. It wasn't a fast sale or, hey, you've got to get in on this because I'm building this and I just want another sale. He said, let me just show you. And I've been a part of a couple of other network marketing ventures. At the time when I got into OneCoin, it had been, I guess, about 8 or 9 years because I just got burned out on it. I was like, I'm not going to prey on my family and friends. And so when I talked to Carl, he said, let me show you what I've done. And he told me, he said, I bought a package for myself, for my wife, and for my two girls. And then he turned his laptop around and said, here, let me show you what it is now. And he had been in for 13 weeks. And in the other ventures that I've been in, and I've known other people in different things, even if I wasn't a part of that one. And not one person had ever turned around their computer and showed me their back office. This is what I've made. You hear them talk about it. They'll tell you about it. But they never show you the numbers. And Carl was just very open, very honest, very transparent. And he said, this is what I put in. This is where I'm at today. And that's what sold me on it, that he wasn't trying to sell me. He said, I'm going to show you what it is. If you're interested in it, if you want to be a part of it, this is going to be groundbreaking. It's going to be pioneering. It's cutting edge. People just don't know about it. But if you want to be a part of it, I'm building a team. This is what I'm doing. And so I took that same premise, that same idea, and said, that's what I'll do. And so in the time that I've been in, I show people, this is where I started. This is where I am now. I'm building a team. If you want me to help you, I'll help you do exactly what I did. And so that's why I came to your point. You were stubborn, you were hard-headed, you had heard a lot. And in your defense, you heard it all. You've heard so many different pitches. But there's a lot of other people out there just like that. They've heard them, they've heard the promises, they've heard the empty promises. And the cool part about what we do is that we're not selling somebody on something, we're showing them what the future is going to look like. And so when we have people that disagree or that say, oh, that, yeah, that's that's just a bunch of smoke mirrors. They can think that. But I tell people it goes back to the first time I saw Mission Impossible movie, the very first movie, when they showed an internet camera on a laptop, and everybody thought it was so futuristic, it was so out there, it was so cool, and now everybody has it.
Randy, I'm so glad that you're on the show today, and thank you for taking time out to be here. And I would have to say that your Mission Impossible was trying to get through to Tony, and so glad that you accomplished that. But I tell you what I keep hearing from so many that are in OneCoin is we're all just everyday people. Just as Alan had described earlier, and I had mentioned as well, is that you don't have to be a technical geek to participate in this. So, you know, you're an everyday Joe, Alan's an everyday Joe, and, you know, Tony and I, we certainly are not the cut above when it comes to technical stuff. Well, I'll speak for myself. And when it comes to technical stuff, we look to Wendy for that. But you don't have to have that to be able to profit and to be able to build a OneCoin wallet of digital currency. So, can you tell me a little, maybe you've got a success story that you can share with us, whether it's yourself or someone else, to give us an idea of how being involved in OneCoin can change someone's life?
Well, I do have several success stories like that. What I've done, I tell people all the time, I am not absolutely nothing special. I can talk to people, I can tell people what I did, and that's how I tell them every single day. If you'll let me tell you what I did, I at this point now I'm over here. Okay? I'm at this point over here. I'll show you how I did that, I'll show you how you can do it. And we'll walk it step by step. But I have people on my team that are housewives, some single mothers, people that start out with the very basic, lowest package that we have, and now they're in some of the highest packages we have because they upgrade. They do exactly what we've been taught. And I say we've been taught because Carl does the same thing. At our meetings, when we have meetings, when we have national meetings, wherever we are, we tell people, just tell them your testimony. Tell them your experience. And so I have people. I had one gentleman that came in, and he spent $150,000. But that's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been extremely successful, and it's gone extremely well for him. But on the same, it's all relations. If you look at him, he's been successful. But when I look at this single mom, that she's been equally as successful, it's just the numbers are a little different. She has built an incredible business and has people on her team now that are dropping huge amounts of money. But it didn't start out that way. So anybody can get in and grow their business, and it's all proportional. It's all a matter of relation.
Well, you know, you were talking about participating in other network marketing companies, and I've certainly done my share of those as well. And it got to a point that my husband says, look, if it's a good product, just buy the product, please. It's cheaper for us. But I have to tell you that within 1 month, I probably made more money in that 1 month with OneCoin than I did in a full year with the previous network marketing company that I had participated in, and it was easier as well. It was much easier than anything that I had done before. Now, Tony, I know that you probably have some more questions for Randy and Alan as well. because, you know, we're getting really close to the end of the show, but I know that there's some things that we want to share with our listeners so that they'll get a better idea of OneCoin and whether it's a good fit for them.
Correct. And, you know, we talked about a split coming, and I just want to bring Mr. Delaney back up on the line as well. So we have Alan and Randy both live on the line. So I just wanted to make sure to tell you, Alan, so you weren't talking about me without being known. So anyway, so we talked about a split, and I'm going to direct the questions to you guys so we don't talk over each other, but we have about 8 minutes. So we want to just stay kind of brief in our answers to get a lot of stuff out there and have some people with questions on social media as well. So we talked about a split. So, Randy, you and I were going back and forth till about 11:30 last night, and then I gave up because I was tired. Okay, but what is a split? Can you explain that in a short-term explanation?
Is that to me or to Alan?
To you, Randy.
Okay. Basically, the splits are just like in a stock with certain situations. Alan talked earlier about tokens. Our tokens split, our coins do not. And so as we have tokens and they're in our account, depending on which program you buy or which package you buy, determines the number of splits that you have. So your tokens, the amount of tokens that you get, then your tokens, when we come to a split, if you have 1,000 tokens, after the split, you have 2,000 tokens. And then you submit those to mining. It basically doubles the amount of the tokens that you get. And when it's submitted to mining, when they come out of mining as coins, depending on the difficulty level, you end up with that many more coins. So it basically doubles your income from those coins. But a split is one that we work toward, and I told my team the last couple of days, yes, it's something that we have to work toward, and we work like our hair is on fire. But the bottom line is there's life after the split too. So we will continue working and working and working, get the split, and then we keep working and build our team and build our business.
Okay, so I'm going to direct this question to Alan because I got a Facebook question from Jim, and Jim is in New Jersey. He wants to know, he's heard about the token. What is the token? I'm going to read it how he put it. What is a token, and where do you get the token, and how do you make it a coin?
All right, I can handle that. The industry in general uses words like mining, token, so that we can kind of get a visual image or at least prepare ourselves mentally for how coins are generated. So in our business, in OneCoin, how you get tokens is by purchasing our educational packages. We have educational packages ranging from 100 euro, which is about 145 U.S. dollars, on up to wherever you want to go, but the basic ones are 100, 500, 1,000, 3,000, and 5,000 euros. The place where you want to participate is completely up to you. Everybody has different risk factors. Inside of those packages that you would purchase from an affiliate representative, you get a bonus of tokens. Now, the best way that I can explain a token is it is a slice of time, because what really generates cryptocurrency is time in a server, time in a mining server. So right now, our mining difficulty is 57 to 1. That means that it's going to take 57 of these tokens, slices of time, that amount of time on the server in order to generate one coin. The whole process, because of escrow, takes about 90 days before liquidity occurs. So a token, representation of time, purchased not directly, but as a bonus, a free bonus to our educational packages, which that is what OneCoin is all about, is educating the public on cryptocurrency.
Okay. I like that. A slice of time. Guys, we're really up against the clock here. So what I'd like to do is get, I think I lost Randy. We'll see if we can get him back up. Or Alan, give everybody information on how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can reach me out on Facebook. My Facebook profile is simple. It's just Alan C. Delaney. That's A-L-A-N, C as in Charlie, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. There is another website that I just came out with called thefutureofpayments.info. That's thefutureofpayments.info, I-N-F-O. And there is a couple of good presentations there. You can register. You have to have a sponsor. So you have to already be in the business to get into the back end of things where there's some documentation training and things like that. But you can reach out to me through any of those means.
Awesome. Thank you. And, okay, I think I got Randy back up on the line here. Randy, can you give everybody how they can get in touch with you if they need to know more about OneCoin?
Yes, if they need to know more, they can go to onecoinhouston.com, and that will give them the availability to be able to talk to me, or just email me at randystrain@yahoo.com.
All right, very good. Well, guys, I can't thank you enough today for taking time out. We're going to have you back on. We're going to purposely do a OneCoin show once a month because, well, it's time to get more of that information out there. We've learned enough, we've experienced enough that we want to make sure that others can have that opportunity. Lynn, any fast questions for them before we go to a commercial break?
No, Tony. I'm just looking forward to them coming back in the future.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for your time today. I hope that anyone out there that has questions that didn't want to come on the air will reach out to them. If you did not write down their information, contact me, Tony@TonyGambone.com. I will personally introduce you to them as well. And we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to Cryptopreneurs Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here with Linda Ballesteros. Great interviews with Alan Delaney out of Nashville and Randy Strain out of Houston, Texas, on OneCoin. And, Lynn, you know, we're every week we're so blessed to be able to bring people on to share information. I know about OneCoin, and I know these gentlemen, and I learned from today's show, so I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. And Tony, I love the fact that we're going to start spotlighting OneCoin once a month in the future. And it's, folks, mainly because, you know, we talk about all different coins, bitcoins, altcoins. We talk about all of those. But what we want to do is allow you to follow our journey as we build a business with OneCoin.
Yeah, we have guests coming on in the future that are going to talk about all types of cryptocurrency. But just like Bitcoin, OneCoin is a form of cryptocurrency. Now, we're not here to sell you information. We're here to supply you with information. So that's why if you have someone that you know that's a leader in the industry, contact us. We'd love to be able to sit down with them and see about bringing them on the show to share their information with everyone out there. Lynn, before we go, I just want to remind everybody of the one story that you and I tell a lot of times. It's about the ham with the ends cut off. You know, a lot of people are stuck on this different things of, well, it's a Ponzi scheme or it's this or it's that. Okay? The story goes like this, the quick version. A neighbor was home alone on a holiday, so their other neighbor invited him over for dinner. When they pulled the ham out of the oven, they said, "What a beautiful ham. Hey, by the way, why did you cut off the ends of the ham?" And the lady said, "That's what my mother did." And the neighbor questioned why. And when they went and asked the mother, she said, "Well, that's because that's what Granny did." So when they went into the other part of the house and asked Granny why she did it, she said, back then, we didn't have a pot big enough to fit the whole ham. So the point of this is, for years and years, generation after generation, people do what they're taught, and they don't know what they don't know. So be willing to open up your mind to new things, not just in cryptocurrency, but in life in general. It will help you. We're up against the clock, Miss Linda, so I want to say thank you for your time today. I look forward to seeing you next week here on the show.
Look forward to seeing everybody next week on Cryptopreneurs Radio Show.
All right, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Cryptopreneurs Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit CryptopreneursRadio.com.